From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. At least 14 people have been killed and 29 injured when four suicide bombers attacked Maiduguri City in Nigeria's restive Borno State Wednesday. Two men and two women blew themselves up in the Muna neighborhood of the city. That's been the home of the Boko Haram extremist insurgency. Police say the two male and two female bombers targeted crowded parts of the city. Flash floods caused by heavy rains in Greece killed at least 14 people in three rural towns west of the capital Athens on Wednesday. The towns of Mandra, Nea Peramos, and Megara are home to many factories and warehouses on the rural outskirts of the city. Officials have compared the flooding overnight to a waterfall coming down the mountains of the West Attica region. A regional governor said, "The situation is very difficult. The Niagara Falls came down and could not be stopped." The floods have been described by area mayors as the worst in 20 years. One mayor said everything is lost. The disaster is biblical. The Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has declared a national day of mourning for the flood victims and expressed his support for their families. Thousands of Iranians spent a third night in the open after Sunday's massive 7.3 magnitude earthquake and hundreds of aftershocks that rocked both Iran and Iraq, killing more than 500 and injuring thousands. Residents in damaged areas are complaining about a lack of tents, blankets, water, and food. President Hassan Rouhani toured the city of Kermanshah and promised the government would move swiftly to help the homeless. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's military